Phil Hendry.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch, and that's the name of our, could very well be the name of our one-man show tour, Truth is Our Bitch. We'll see. But nonetheless...
You're going to give it away.
No, we're not giving it away. I thought maybe, maybe not. I don't know at this particular point. There's all kinds of business that got to get done. But we do welcome you to the program. We appreciate you guys being with us. We're here at, we're here at the El Pacifico every night, and we are also online at philhendryshow.com. The Miami Dolphins have a new design, or they're going to be looking at a new design for their uniform, and we're going to be talking with an assortment of sports aficionados and design aficionados on the program here this evening on this new Miami Dolphin design. It looks, they're going a lot of different ways.
Well, I'll say they're going a lot of different ways.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Well, I think they're overstepping. I think some of these designs are going to look less than...
Less than what?
Heterosexual.
Oh, man. You...
No, I didn't. No.
Well, yes, you did. I just heard you say it.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble for that.
No, I did not. I didn't shout it out.
It doesn't matter. Margaret, I keep telling you, whispering it, people are still going to hear it, okay?
What are you doing with your hands? You're waving them around like you're an Italian grandfather.
Yeah, Mr. Andy, y'all like, wee.
Okay, well, let's get it off the point. I'm talking about the Dolphins, okay? So forget about what I was doing with my hands.
See, right there, this is a design.
And I just want to tell people, we're on Phil TV and HD. I'm showing a helmet design here, one of the new helmet designs of the Miami Dolphins. This is a... What do you think of that one?
Man, I don't like that. There's no face. You can't see the Dolphins, you know, mood.
Yes, the old Dolphin logo, you could see the mood of the Dolphin. You saw the helmet. You knew the Dolphin was going to war.
Yeah, that's just a Dolphin swimming.
Well, I mean, you knew the Dolphin was going to war. I think what they want to do is get away from the cartoon aspect of it, and they want a nice, sleek, beautiful... It's not even about necessarily... the mascot, it's about the design, you know, and about what the design represents. For instance, if it's a dolphin, what do you think of?
Think of Flipper.
But, well, no, yeah, maybe at one time. There's a whole generation of people don't think of Flipper. What do you think of when you think of a dolphin?
Like jumping through a hoop.
Yes, I think of a beach ball.
No, that's not, well, I don't. I think of an animal that is sleek, that's moving through the ocean, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Come on, Mr. Andy. Everybody knows if you look at a dolphin, you're thinking about the Flipper. You can't not think about it.
I'm telling you, I don't necessarily think of Flipper. We got dolphins out here in the ocean. I've seen them all the time, okay? And I ain't thinking of Flipper.
Well, what are you thinking of?
I'm thinking it's a dolphin. It's going through the water. Dolphins are really kind of cool to see if you're out on a boat and you see them. They almost look like they're paralleling the boat as they're diving through the water, you know?
Yeah, that's because they're trained to do that.
Yes, they're trained.
They're not trained in the ocean.
Yeah, but they have the instinct to play and give a show.
That's a good point. If you go out there, Phil...
Hold on for just a sec. Dolphins don't have the instinct to put on a show. What does that mean, bud?
In other words, you've seen human beings. They'll do it. Haven't you ever seen a little kid that'll tap dance? And even if you don't want the kid to tap dance, they'll do it. And they'll do it and they'll do it. And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's right, man. I remember my nephew, he loved to sing, you know, and he would sing, and we tried to do everything we could, and we could do nothing about it.
Are we going to start doing the line from Goodfellas?
Well, Phil, you're asking for it. I mean, there are certain things that are organic, that are endemic. You know what that means.
Yeah, I know what that means when it comes to human beings. Dolphins don't just say, hey, I'm a dolphin, I think I'll put on a show. It's not the same way. Dolphins are jumping through the water out there, okay? All right, Margaret?
Is this something you heard some man say through a bullhorn on a boat? Because
maybe it is.
Well...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you might as well... Yeah, what? Did you learn about jungles at Disneyland? Give me five.
Get at jungles at Disneyland. No, I didn't. And yes, I did. I heard a guy out there... one day, saying something about dolphins. And this is what he said. He said, first of all, the dolphins we have out here are called normal dolphins, but that's not the point.
Well, I should hope they're normal dolphins.
Yeah.
Hold on. The reason why dolphins dive through the water like that is because they are herding, literally herding fish. They are pushing fish toward the island, because we have the Channel Islands out here. So when you see dolphins, if you guys have ever been on a boat, and you see dolphins leaping through the waves, right? Bud thinks that's because they have a natural instinct to want to put on a show.
Well, don't you think they want to, like, do that?
No, I don't think they want to do that. I don't think they could give a crap whether they're putting on a show for us or not.
Well, then why are they so friendly and bounce the ball?
They're trained, Margaret. They're trained to do that. They may be friendly animals. Most of the time when you meet a friendly dolphin, quote-unquote, it's just a hungry dolphin. It's an animal that wants to be fed. He's probably been fed before by humans, so he comes up to a human. And I'll tell you something, they're wild animals, and dolphins will attack humans that piss them off. They've been known to do it. They killed one kid down here in Brazil because him and his friend had been harassing this creature and had actually tried to injure it. And this thing came right to defend itself. It came right at this kid with that snout and drove this kid right into the sand and essentially killed him.
Well, that's a violent, that's something they should maximize. I don't think they should kill, but where is this animal? Is it something they can?
No, Margaret, it's out in the ocean someplace. The point is that dolphins are not, you guys seem to think that they were born to tap dance and sing.
Dolphin not going to tap dance, but, you know.
No, they are not born to do any of that stuff. When they're out there, they're herding fish toward the island, okay? We get the Channel Islands, so they're pushing the fish over there toward the islands, toward the coastline there of the island. And that way they've got a, you know, concentrated area of fish that they can then feed on. And they even have the little baby dolphins. They even put them to work. What are you looking at?
Come on, Phil.
Phil, I've heard some tall tales.
Look, if you don't believe me, look it up. Go online. Make sure you've got a credible source. Look it up. That's why dolphins do that. Okay. Having said all that stuff, these are the new designs. So I think that's a really cool design right there. It doesn't have the helmet.
Well, what happened to the really angry dolphin?
Yeah, the angry dolphin is very good because it looks like a dolphin that wants to go and, you know, attack.
Yeah, why don't they have that?
I think they wanted to get away from it, man. They wanted to get away from that stupid cartoony-looking dolphin with a helmet, like that one right there that I'm showing. And then there are there's a variety of these. And I think they wanted something that was a little sleeker, something a little more modern. That sucks, that helmet there. There's a three-colored helmet, folks, that we were looking at. It's a tri-colored orange, white, and that green.
What is it called, tri-colored?
Tri-color meaning three colors, okay?
Well, why don't you just say it's three colors?
Because I'm calling it we starting early today, man, aren't we?
Sorry.
In any event, the dolphins are looking for a new uniform, and I think what they're doing is they're not looking for, but they are looking to change the design of their uniform for the 2013 season. Primarily the helmet, although I have seen some designs of, the full, like they've got the green, all green uniform, which I don't know, I'm not nuts about that. We're going to talk here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We also have Vernon Dozier, who will join us, who's a football coach, and a couple of other people will be discussing football helmets, football designs. I realize it is springtime, but those of us who love the game of football, and I say love the game of football, I like watching it, playing it. No, thank you.
Well, it's hardly realistic for you to be playing the game now, but I would say this. I think there is something disingenuous about people that, oh, I love football, I love football, and then it comes around, and you sit in the stands and you watch as other men reduce each other, reduce the functional brain cells, reduce each other's ability to procreate.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the violence that is done.
Reduce each other's ability to procreate.
They take a knee to the...
Well, nonetheless, Margaret, you're right, and that kind of violence that does create that kind of... Well, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying most of you guys are chicken.
Wow, what a chop, Henry.
Don't call me Henry. And aren't you a football fan?
Not really.
So we're chicken, huh?
Most of the football fans are chicken, yes. I don't think there's a lot of them that used to play, but I think most of you guys, when you get right down to it, I've got a big yellow stripe right down your back.
Shut up, bud. Well, maybe that's the case, okay? Maybe I'm not going to go out and play football and get my brains rattled around like so many of these poor guys so that I wind up sitting home one day alone and staring at something just strikes me weird, like the sun's too bright or the pool's dirty, and I decide to kill myself.
Is that what Junior say I did?
I don't know, but I mean, the fact is that poor man had brain damage, and there was an entire discussion of just exactly what's happening to ballplayers. And why there's the concussions do the damage that they do. So can we get off that topic? We're talking about uniform design.
Well, that's really important.
Yeah, but certainly not. It's great to talk about. I think we should talk about concussion and the brain.
Yeah, what's going on with their brains?
How about what's going on with your brain, man? Should we start there?
I ain't that not never had a
concussion.
Concussion.
Really? Your head went through a tree. You think?
Oh.
Yeah. Look, we'll be right back, folks, with Vernon Dozier and Doug Danger. We don't need to talk about concussions with you, bud. I got the pictures of your head going through that tree. That's all we need. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and watch as well as listen. It is a reality show wrapped around a radio show. All that and more. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The
yes,
Phil Henry Show.
Yes,
you don't know if it's a concussion. I think it was, man.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
It is the world famous Phil Henry Show. And the idea of design, the idea of color, the idea of these different things might not appeal if you were just to say to a group of men, let's talk about design. And they might ask you to leave the room. They might say, look, you know, I don't know what you're driving at, Phil. We used to think you were, not that we have any prejudice, but we're in here, we're hanging, we've got pretzels and beer. And then if you said to them, no, I'm talking about the design of the new Dolphin uniform, then all of a sudden every guy in America becomes, who, Bill Blass? They become Mr. Blackwell. We have with us on the line Vernon Dozier, who's a football coach at Belmar Academy and also from Orange County. Doug Danger. Vernon, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing good.
And Doug, you there?
I'm right here, Phil, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Listening to you and talking about that as a gay man, gay journalist, it's a stereotype. I know you're meaning to be funny, but it is a stereotype that I think we have to fight, especially right now. We're talking about gay marriage. And I did see, and I noted with approval, you have the gay box. I don't know what it's called. I wanted to ask about that, what Mr. Danger just called a gay box. What is that?
It's a flag. It looks like a flag to me with the two parallel bars.
Yeah, well, what it is, Vernon, basically what it is, just a symbol of support for gay marriage. And I have that as my avatar on my Twitter account. I think, Phil, you have that, right?
I do. I have it on my Facebook account, and I have it on my my Twitter account.
I got to back. Hold on for a minute, because when you just jumped on and this, I blew one eardrum out. Oh, I'm sorry, Phil.
I apologize.
That's all right, but you came on and it hurts because the audio came on. Oh, ow. What happened? When Phil jumped on and said, the first word just came blaring out into the earpiece, and it came searing through my skull. And I know you didn't mean to do it, Phil.
I apologize. I'll tell you what happened is the fader just kind of jumped up a little bit.
It doesn't matter now, but I understand you didn't do it on purpose, but it just sears right through my brain. It cut from one ear and just knifed right through my skull to the other ear. Hold on for just a minute, if you wouldn't mind.
All right. Doug Danger is also with us.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, Phil. Could you just not talk? God. Ow. Well, maybe you ought to have a doctor look at that. Again, I'm asking you guys, would you please not talk? Well, we're on a radio program, sir, and could you please not talk? I don't know that Mr. Henry...
Vernon, can I ask you something? Is the pain so bad that you're not going to be able to go on with the interview?
The pain is going to go away if you guys would just please, forgive me for putting it this way, shut your traps. But, sir, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I know you are, sir. I'm just trying to get, I'm trying to collect what gray matter I've got left after Henry came on and went, duh.
Wait a minute. I didn't do that, all right?
Oh, the hell you didn't. I'm sitting here with a phone. I'm all set to do an interview, and you came on with, duh, like that, and it blew. It blew through my head like a hot wind. It blew right through my head. Well, you know, I don't mean to make a joke here, but if it got through your head that easy, is there anything there obstructing it? And I'm not, I don't mean to make a joke. Ha, 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 ha. I'm serious. I don't mean to make a joke, sir. Ha, ha, ha. Well, all right. I was simply trying to state that I think you're being a little petty, and ha, 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 ha.
Vernon, you know.
This is childish. Ha, ha.
Vernon, okay. I get it. And, Doug, that was not very kind to say. You're not trying to make a joke. Yes, you were.
When I said what?
When you said, is there anything obstructing whatever's going from one ear to the...
Ha, 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 ha. See, I can do that, too. Ha, 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 ha. All right, look, Vernon, take it easy. I'm Doug Danger, all right? I'm a gay man, a gay journalist. I'm not angry at you, even though what you may be saying here today... is, well, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't, Vernon. And could you please just talk to me and stop worrying about your ear? If it hurts that bad, then maybe you ought to get off the air and have a doctor look at it or otherwise attend to it, okay?
Ha, ha, ha.
I'm going to hang up on you if I hear that one more time.
All right, look, I was trying to make a point, though. I'm sitting here after you came on and blew what's left of my left ear out because, yeah, I don't know whether you know it or not, Phil. But I had a very, very unfortunate incident in Hamilton, Ontario, back when I was playing with Tiger Cats in the Canadian League. I was coming off the field, and we'd had a particularly tough loss. And I was quarterback in the team at the time. And as I came off the field, some smart-ass fan with a bullhorn put it right up to my ear and just blasted the words, "You suck," like that. And I'll never forget it.
Where was this at?
It was in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, Mr. Danger.
I know what that is.
All right. Well, I'm talking about Canadian football. Do you know about that?
Yes, sir, I do know about it, okay? Don't worry about it. I mean, I'm a sports fan. I understand that. And I know that it's three down.
Well, it's not even a half. This crowd in Hamilton, Ontario, which is kind of like a Pittsburgh Steeler-type city, the kid put the horn up to... Can you turn the radio down there? I got my wife with me. Turn that radio down, will you, babe? I know you're listening to... I'm on the radio. Why don't you listen to the Mr. Henry Show? Oh, that's right. We can't find you on any radio station anywhere, Phil. I don't know if that's important to you or not.
Yeah, it sort of is, but, you know.
In any event, so this fan puts a bullhorn right up to my ear and goes, "You suck." Now, the reason why I'm doing it, that's exactly what he did. And he pressed the bullhorn to my ear.
Well, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If this guy put a bullhorn to your ear, why did he, you know, it doesn't take all that much to just... move away from the guy.
I understand that, but something happens to you when someone is that brazen, and someone is that gutsy, and someone is that unbelievably intrusive. You're almost frozen in a pose of admiration. And I stood there, and I talked later on to Angelo Musco, who's one of our defensive ends. He said, "Did you see the look in your face?" I said, "Well, no, of course I didn't." He said, "You had almost a smile on your face, and you were leaning into the bullhorn." And I said, "You're kidding." He said, "No." And I said, "That must have been because I couldn't believe the pair on this guy. And I was almost admiring." You see what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
Well, if you admit that to a team or to a doctor or to a lawyer or anybody, they're going to just, did you sue or what happened?
No, this was back, you didn't sue for those things back then.
Well, that's your first mistake. You should have sued. You should have gotten some compensation for it.
No, you're not going to sue for that. You're not going to sue for that. You got to man up. And you got to suck it up.
All right, so every time somebody says something loud, you got to go, ow, 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 ow.
Wow, you really... I don't believe I did that. If I did that, I apologize.
Yes, you did. You were sitting there holding your ear, and you're going, ow, 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 ow. It apparently... it was obvious you were in pain.
All right, well, I apologize for that. I didn't mean to come off like a... I want to be a man, and I want the young listeners out there to know how a man acts. When that guy put the bullhorn to my head... I leaned into it and absorbed the punishment.
So doesn't that count for anything? Hello?
All right, we got to take a break, all right?
Oh, sure.
Hold on. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back and try to get to a review of the Dolphin uniforms. Vernon Dozier and Doug Dang are on the line with me as we talk about a little bit about Vernon losing his eardrum in an incident in Hamilton, Canada. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
And I leaned into it. I can understand Phil, you try to impress the fans a little bit, okay?
Are we going to see that?
Are we going to see what? Going to see Sofia Vergara.
We'll see Sofia Vergara's blonde hair when we get to that topic. Yes, she's apparently a blonde, and I don't mean she dyed her hair blonde. I mean that she is a blonde, and she decided to show off the hair color. And she's a beautiful, she's a very hot, sexy chick, and looks good with the blonde hair. Is that that's natural blonde hair, huh?
I'm sorry, Phil. Can I jump in?
Go ahead.
I don't know whether you know this or not, but there's one sure way of finding out. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I know that, you know. What does that mean, you're a gay man? Of course, if you're gay, you can figure that one out. If you're with your guy... Look, man, I'm not here to talk about sex, Phil. I'm here to talk about this design, the Miami Dolphin uniform... And I thought that that's why we were here. Well, I'm sorry that it sidetracked to this, because I think I'd like to talk a little bit more about a woman who... I got to tell you, I've never, ever in my life seen any woman hotter than this Sofia Vergara there on the Modern Family. She's got everything going on, everything and more. She comes with the whole package. She has every piece of equipment. If she was a battleship or a tank... You know, she would have every modern piece of equipment.
But yeah, she had like GPS and everything.
Hey, let me tell you what, kid. GPS would just be the beginning of what she's got. She'd have sonar. She's got. Let's just, for instance, Phil, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, we're off point anyway.
Well, I don't like the conversation.
If you don't mind, ma'am, I'm just. Let's say her. Well, please forgive me, but her. You know, her butt. Okay. What would you say that is?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Well, what do you want to do, man? You want to start breaking down a woman's body like pieces of equipment on a tank?
Yes, that's what I'd like to do for once in my life. For once in my life, I'd like to be free to do that. Everywhere you go these days, you can't talk about a woman in those terms, or they think you're a sexist. Or they think you're some kind of a, what's the word, the chauvinist pig. Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you. I don't think you're wrong, man. If you want to break it down that way, we're just here talking about something else. Is all.
That's exactly right. We're here to talk about the Miami Dolphins.
Oh well, I'm so sorry. The Miami Dolphins, the gay capital of America. There, I said it.
What are you all pissed off about?
Because I saw this picture of this Vergara, and I wanted to talk about it.
The picture or the woman?
The woman.
It?
In this instance, she's an it. No, she's not an it, but I wanted to break down what she's got, and it's easier to do, well.
Yeah, let's not and say we did, man. Let's move on, and let's talk about this dolphin. That's why you came on this show, to talk about these dolphin colors.
All right, I'm talking about colors. Her hair...
Well, I'll say, and her pubic hair, is that what you want to say?
I didn't say that. You did, ma'am. I did not say that.
No, but you just about wanted to have everybody else say it. You wanted to bring it out. So you're wondering what? Is she a real blonde? That's what she says in the article. She says she's a real blonde.
And why has she got dark eyebrows, huh? Yeah. Yeah! You don't know that one, do you?
Well, why is this so important to you?
I don't know. I just... Can I venture a guess, Phil? I think, Vernon, if I know you, and I don't know you that well, but are you getting tired of your wife? Excuse me, Mr. Gay Man and Gay Journalist. That's between me and my wife, okay? I'm just asking you. You're on the radio here commenting very publicly about this Sofia Vergara and whether or not she's got light-colored pubic hair or dark-colored pubic hair. And I think if your wife was listening, you know, excuse me, but that's something that I will talk about with my own wife, if you don't mind, Mr. Gay Journalist and Gay Man, because that doesn't mean I don't have the ability to know whether somebody's getting their feelings hurt. If you don't mind, boy, I'll tell you, this is exactly what's wrong with this country. All I want her to do is take a look at her.
Go ahead.
I wanted to look at her ass and compare it to a tank. And that sounds bad.
Oh, that is so flattering. Isn't that wonderful? That's all we wanted to do, is look at this young woman's ass and compare it to a tank.
That's not how I wanted to put it, Phil. What I wanted to say...
Well, how did you want to put it?
What I wanted to say is I wanted to have the freedom to break down a woman's physical parts as if they belong on a tank. Man, you are a real lady killer, I'll tell you. I mean, you got a line going, man. How old's your wife? You said your wife's about 23. God, that's none of your business. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You shouldn't be threatened by me. It's still none of your business.
Why is that?
Because on principle, I'm not going to talk to a guy about my wife. I don't care if he is gay.
Well, I happen to know she's around 23 or 24.
No, she's 23. Okay, well, I found out. She's 23 and you're 50-something, right? Yeah. And you're the guy that's sitting here wanting to trade her in? Dude, if I were you, I would consider myself very, very lucky. Yeah, because I'm straight and you're gay, so that's a jackball. All right, so are we all done with this? You call me a jackball, huh?
Hey, listen, I'm telling you right now, if we don't get back on topic, I'm hanging up and we're going to go, I'm going to do something else. I may even just walk off this show and do something else entirely. Do a TV show. Join the circus. Become a Miami Dolphin cheerleader.
Oh, wow. Have you been hanging around with this guy long enough? Don't you know, man, when a guy's making a joke, all I'm saying is I look at this, now forget it. If I knew that I was with guys that don't want to talk about a hot-looking...
Colombian woman, yes, I'd like to. On any given day, it would be a fine, fine topic, but we've already launched into this one, and I'd like to finish it, if you don't mind. We'll get to Sofia Vergara later on in the program, probably next hour, and you won't be here to talk about it.
That's what I'm saying, because it's very unfair. Oh, this guy's going to start crying, Phil.
What a disgrace, man.
Why do you say that?
Because you got kids listening that you're coaching, and you're bawling because you don't get to talk about what you want to talk about. What a child. All right, let me just shift this conversation then over to Margaret and you, Doug, and...
So, in other words, I'm just not going to be allowed to talk?
When you compose yourself, yes. What do you think of this new design, Doug? What they're basically doing is they're taking the caricature out of it, and they're making it more, I guess, lifelike, and at the same time accentuating the positive features of this creature, the dolphin.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I looked at this with a very discriminating eye of a gay man, gay journalist, which doesn't mean that I make for a good interior designer. I will bet you any money. Who turned the radio on there? I did.
Well, you're listening to the wrong station. You ought to be listening to us.
I just I don't feel it.
Go ahead, Doug.
As I was saying, this is a design, Phil, that I think is trying to get rid of the caricature.
Do you mind turning the radio down, Vernon?
Looking for the weather, if you don't mind. I don't know what kind of weather we're going to have.
It's not going to be that bad, is it?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Doug.
What I'm saying is the design of this dolphin, of the dolphin logo, is... Hey, here's these new condominiums they're building, honey.
All right, you know what? I've had it, and I can't do it any longer. All right. I just hung up on him. Go ahead.
So you hung up on Vroom?
Yes, I did.
All right, good, because I couldn't hear myself think there. What I'm saying is the dolphin design, Phil, as you very, very accurately said, this is a way of capturing the power of the animal. Showing the very, if you look at a well-designed anything, you appreciate the lines, and the dolphin is one of those beautiful animals that looks like it's so perfectly designed. It's an animal that is friendly around human beings. Obviously, we see the dolphin as almost a compatriot animal, but it has those powerful, sleek lines, and I think those need to be accentuated. I don't think you need to make the dolphin a clown. And if there's been anything that has upset me down through the years, Phil, as a football fan, I'm a gay man, a gay journalist, and I'm one of the first guys I know of that said this, and I said it early on. I said, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist, and that dolphin looks like a Ringling Brothers clown. And if you want to embarrass it, if you want to make it look like a real ass, whatever constitutes an ass in the dolphin world, well, that's what you've done, Miami Dolphins. Now, there is a reason why they haven't been to a Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl since the early 70s. You know, the reason is they didn't have good players. It's got nothing to do with the logo. But the logo and the design feel is what keeps the fan more in tune and identified with the football team during the offseason. During the season, they're watching the football players. But during the offseason, during the week when the team isn't playing, they've got that logo. They hold on to that logo. Now, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. All right, Phil? You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. I'm a gay man and a gay. You need to acknowledge.
Yes, we acknowledge that you're gay, Doug.
Yes.
Okay. Now I forgot what I was saying.
You're talking about how the logo is...
Yeah, the logo during the week is what keeps the fan tied. And you don't want to make a chump out of a dolphin. Now, I'm not saying dolphins are smart enough to get revenge or anything, but if you try to chump change a dolphin, and brother, that nose they got, it'll go right through you. You could be out there swimming one day, you could be out there having a good day, and a dolphin's out there. And the dolphin, as you know, Phil, if you ever saw a day of the dolphin, there's a level of communication. I think if the word gets going in the underworld, and I know it sounds crazy, but if you saw a day of the dolphin, if the word gets going down there in King Neptune's, you know, if the dolphins are saying, man, they're chump, you know, they're trying to chump you. I know it sounds kind of goofy.
Yeah, it sounds almost insane.
Oh man!
What?
You did it again, man!
Phil, you're yelling into the microphone.
Yeah, Mr. Ader, can't do that.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Oh, man, you go, yeah, you did it. Oh, man, no wonder Vernon is, well, I'll tell you right now, he must be bleeding from the nose if it affected him the way it's affected me.
I apologize.
Don't talk.
You know what? I've never done a radio show where I've had two guests, not one, two guests who are physically... fragile, the way these two guys are.
Phil, you come on and you go, hey, like that, and it went right. Now I apologize. Vernon, if you're listening, and I can't imagine that you are, if you are listening, you're only listening with one ear, so you must have turned your head to the radio, and that ear is now blown to hell because of what he just did. Woo!
All right, can I ask you one question? Can I ask you a question?
How?
Ask me, Phil.
All right. What is this whole thing about the dolphin? You don't want to chump change the dolphin.
All right.
But the reason why I said that, Phil...
I thought you couldn't hear what I was saying.
Well, you're addressing a question that I should answer. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I feel because of the discriminating nature of how I'm able to answer things, I think that the dolphin is an animal that is man's friend. But if you cross it, if you try to make it look like an idiot... And I know you can't make an animal look like an idiot, but if you cross the dolphin, if you try to chump it, if you try to chump change it, if you try to sucker it, it'll come out of nowhere on any given night. I don't care where you are. It will find you. Now, I'm not saying it has a personal vendetta. That's nothing like that. I'm just saying the odds of you coming out of the surf, the odds of you walking out of the surf and not just floating face down and getting washed up, man, they go way down. Do you want to walk out of the surf, or do you want to be washed ashore? Which is it?
All right, Doug.
Well, which is it?
I want to walk out of the surf.
Okay.
So I better not clown a dolphin.
That's right. You go ahead and laugh all you want about it, because I know that's what you're doing right now, but that's what happened.
All right, Doug, thank you. We're going to take that under advisement, and wow.
Well,
You wanted to have him.
What do you mean I wanted to have him?
You want to have him on as a guest.
Yes, I did want to have him on as a guest. Don't chump a dolphin because you won't walk out of the surf. You'll be washed on shore. I don't know. They're going to get rid of the helmet look, so that's fine. Meantime, I've got two guests who had their eardrums blown out by the fact that the fader here on the microphone got away from me, and I'm sorry. I apologize. Now we can get into Sofia Vergara's hair and whether she's a real blonde and her pubic hair and her eyebrows and whether we should compare a woman to a tank and all of that stuff. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
Right, gonna,
the Phil Henry
now.
Show.
What?
Well, I've been waiting. I've been waiting and waiting.
All right, I got Dronan Dozier here. He wanted to comment on Sofia Vergara and the blonde hair. And apparently, if I could just get to this, she photographed herself for Instagram because it looks like one of those Instagram pictures. It looks like it's one that she took herself.
Yeah, well, you can see the arms are extended out, and she's got a little pose, and it's in her car, so. The arms are out as if she's holding the camera, and she's in the car.
Well, what does being in the car have to do with it?
Well, I mean, what did she say? Let me sit in the car, and then you can take a picture of me? No, she decided she wanted to get a picture of it. I don't know. It looks like she was leaving a hairdresser or something.
Here is the story. Sofia Vergara is going back to her roots as a fiery Colombian bombshell glory on ABC's Modern Family. She's famous for her exotic features, enviable curves, dark brunette hair, but in real life, she's actually a natural blonde. On Tuesday, March 26th, the voluptuous star returned to her lighter locks and shared a picture of her new old look on Instagram. And Phil TV and HD fans, I apologize, I don't have the picture readily available right now, but I'll get it for you here in a second. Do you have that radio on, Vernon?
Yeah, I'm listening to the weather.
I get it about the... Can you turn it down, please?
All right. Phil, I'm just, I want to make sure.
Are you in Los Angeles?
Yes.
It's not rain. It's perfect weather today.
Oh, is that what it is? It's perfect weather today. Let me tell you something, my friend. I lived in the Caribbean for 4 years. And the way that, now, I know weather doesn't come up the same way in Los Angeles the way it does down there. But if you get a storm front that moves in very quickly and then moves out. And these storm fronts that I saw in, you lived in Florida, didn't you?
Yes.
All right, then you know that a storm front will come in, throw about 3 or 4 punches like a good fighter, and then retreat back to the ropes, come back in, boom, 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 retreat. I don't need that. I don't want it. I was traumatized by it. We were on a cruise for our anniversary, and I was, we took the Disney cruise because I enjoy it, and, you don't want to comment or anything?
You took it.
I said Mr. Henry could comment, not you.
You were on the Disney ship.
Yes. You want to make a big deal out of that?
No, it's fine.
And so a storm came up.
You don't have to talk about that.
Okay. Why don't you guys get it out of your system?
All right. So you took the Disney cruise. Why? Because you...
Because it was relaxing. They have an adult section.
Right. But most cruise ships, well, the whole thing is an adult section.
All right. So what do you want to call me? Am I a child mentally? Am I looking to abduct children? Go ahead. Hit me with your best shot.
No, you're a man that wanted the innocence and the simplicity of the Disney ship, and you wanted to... Did you go and see Mickey Mouse and all that?
Did you go and see Mickey Mouse and all that? Fine.
Well, you knew he was going to hang up when you started talking about that.
He made an issue out of it. I didn't even bring it up. He said, oh, well, you know.
Yeah, he pretty much did.
And you, bud, you started laughing, so you, a lot of this is attributable to you, and you as well, Robert. But you, when you heard him say Disney cruise, why did you have to pursue it?
He's the guy that pointed it out. He's the guy that said, oh, well, okay, I was on the Disney cruise. And even if I asked a question like, why were you on it, and he just hangs up, you know. He could not have wanted to talk about Sofia Vergara's, hairdo.
Well, it's not a hairdo. It's not a hairdo. It's the color.
Right. Well, He must not have wanted to talk about that.
Yay!
Thank you. All that much because he hung up the minute we got onto the topic of Disney. But anyway, blonde ambitions. Is what she tweeted, gracias to the amazing Kelly Klein. She captioned this photograph. This is the lady who was her colorist. She said, I'm ready for the summer. She said in the past that she decided to go brunette when she broke into show business. Prior to the dye job, casting directors couldn't reconcile her looks with her personality and Colombian accent. I'm a natural blonde, but when I started acting, I would go to auditions, and they didn't know where to put me because I was voluptuous and I had the accent. And I'm beautiful, and I'm fantastic, and...
She's not saying that, is she?
No, she's not. But she had the blonde hair, and so she dyed her hair dark, and that's, I'm sure, what she's going to have to do when she goes back to whatever, you know, that maybe they've stopped shooting. So there she is. She's a blonde. Take a look at it. We'll try to get the picture up there for you as well. Coming up, actually, this is a little bit of sad news. The Simpsons have lost a producer, Don Payne, who was a writer and producer on The Simpsons, has passed on from bone cancer. He was 48 years of age. In sports news, Colt McCoy...
You ever thought about that?
No, I don't want to talk about...
Well, you might as well.
All right, let me just say, Colt McCoy is the target of rumors claiming that he is going to be staying with the Cleveland Browns, claiming that he may be leaving the Cleveland Browns. So far, they say that he will be staying. And Robert wanted to, me to ask or comment on the fact that his name is Colt. Ain't that the name of gay porn actors? And I don't know.
Well, I think, you know, you want to comment on it.
Get comment on something like that. There are probably just as many gay porn actors named Robert.
Yeah, well, you find a man, you let me know.
The name Colt is the name Colt. I don't know, and I think that's a stupid question.
Well, it is unusual, isn't it?
I don't know if it's unusual. I don't know if it's unusual. Maybe there's a million guys being named Colt these days, even as we speak. All right, we'll be right back with more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, including the Gay Marriage Equality Box. Have you guys seen that? What's it about? What do you think? We'll be back to talk about it more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What's that?
That's Gay Marriage Equality Box. You haven't seen it?
Not really. I saw it.
Phil Hendry.